Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Number 3 here on the firm of Harris and Meringue. Jeff Russ behind the glass. Patrick Harris probably doing something. I don't know.
I'll bet there's a beer involved.
I mean, there's a... Come on.
I'm trying to be nice here.
It's afternoon.
I'm just saying, I'll bet there's a beer involved.
That man tried to gaslight all of us complaining about Washington State. Go Cougs!
Go Cougs!
Knocked off Utah State yesterday.
Yeah.
Saying that the game's too early, I can't drink. Like, that's ever stopped you.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Just, come on, man. We all know. Yeah. We don't have to pretend. Yeah. We don't have to pretend. Yeah. But get in your best and worst Christmas presents. 503-864-6326. I've got a bunch of those, as well as your Christmas grievances. It is a Festivus season, so if you've got grievances you want to air, get them out now. Also, free consultation coming up in the next segment. We're going to go a double. I can already tell you right now. Free consultation is going to double between everything we've got.
Oh, yeah. Today, yeah, plenty of content there.
Oh,
for today.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is a little college football grab bag, a couple different stories that are around college football. We'll start with USC Notre Dame. We talked about it a little bit to wrap up the show yesterday as the news was coming out that USC Notre Dame are not going to play until it appears to be 2030 at the earliest. If they do bring this rivalry back. But one of the most prominent and well-known figures in recent, I should say, modern USC history, Mr. Throw Me the Damn Ball himself, Keyshawn Johnson. Mm-hmm. Woo, buddy. Key went off. My goodness. This is a video he posted on social media. I don't know what the F is going on with our athletic department. We got people in there that are not Trojans. They don't know anything about being a Trojan, running our athletic department. We got a head coach that knows nothing about being a Trojan. Why don't we just not play football? How about that? We're not going to play Notre Dame again until possibly 2030 is what I'm understanding. Doesn't make any sense. I grew up on the Notre Dame-USC rivalry. I'm not one to go in on my athletic department, nor am I one to go in on the USC football coach. But if I can remember correctly, I had Lincoln Riley saying, well, I don't know if I want to play them in the future. You ain't going to be here in the future, especially if you keep missing the playoffs. You're not going to be in the future. I promise you that. I mean, he went in. So I don't understand what our athletic department, our administration, okay, our board of trustees, board of regents, whatever you want to call them, what are they doing? We run from teams now. We run from Notre Dame. Hell, why don't we run from Oregon and Michigan, Ohio State and Wisconsin? Why don't we just not be in a conference? Why don't we pull that move and just play Sac State? Why don't we play those types of teams? UC Davis, because that's what we want to do. This is crazy. It really is crazy when you think about it. Michigan-Ohio State is one of the biggest rivalries in football. Alabama-Auburn, they ain't canceling that. Why would we cancel our biggest rivalry? Because we can't beat them? It's ridiculous. It makes zero sense. It's just hard to support this program. It's really hard to support this program when we keep doing this type of stuff.
Okay.
Key, I love you. I disagree with you on almost every single point.
Well, here's the thing is you can't compare it to Alabama and Auburn because that is a conference matchup.
Same thing with Michigan-Ohio State.
Right, yeah. So you can't compare it to that. Look, is it a storied rivalry? And
yes.
It's been played almost every year since it started 100 years ago, except for World War II and the COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I think they should still play the rivalry. And it sounds like where the rub is that... I'm not trying to take Lincoln Riley too much off the hook here because I think he basically just said that he doesn't want to do it anymore, period.
He did bring that up because of like the idea of like, why are we doing this as a favor to them?
Right.
Like our schedule is tough enough as it is.
But so, right. But so where I heard a lot of the rub comes down to is USC wants to do it earlier in the season.
And Notre Dame's
like non-con schedule.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame is like, no, we want this late because that's traditionally where it's been played.
It's also they want it late because they want a nice win at the end of, or a nice opportunity for a win at the end of the season because
exactly.
The rest of their schedule sucks as we discussed their schedule yesterday.
Yes. And like their second best game on their schedule next year is the one that they just added.
Mm-hmm. BYU.
And then it's kind of a large drop off until the third.
It's Miami,
game.
BYU, and then it's, ooh,
it's
nobody.
Like, it's like, okay, well, I guess, yeah, Wisconsin was probably fine when they scheduled this, but they ain't now.
And the rest of their schedule is bad. They have Rice.
Yes. Yeah.
As they always say, you can't lose to food.
Can't lose to food. So I get USC's argument that they would rather have it earlier in the season.
Yeah.
I understand that.
We're not saying we can't play
it. And not everybody, and guess what, Notre Dame? The rest of college football does not need to cater to you to make you feel good.
That's where I'm at with this. I want the rivalry to continue. I want the battle for the jeweled shillelagh to continue. It's one of the, to me, it's Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn, USC, Notre Dame. Like those are, that's like the holy trinity.
See,
of.
Look, I don't even know that I would put Alabama, Auburn in there because there's too many years where like Auburn isn't.
That's
yes.
Fair. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ohio State, Michigan, USC, Notre Dame are probably, and then Army, Navy. Those are
right.
Probably the three most traditional rivalries in the history
like
of college football.
And your Red River rivalry.
Yes.
You got your Texas, Oklahoma. Yeah. And that's, yeah, those are your tops. You could maybe throw in like a Florida, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But even that with Florida losing some of its luster the last several years. But yeah, that's, we'll call it a top three. I think that's fair.
Like if you go through the pantheon of college football, those three rivalry games are probably the most impression, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And that's not me being USC guy. That's
right.
Just, that's history.
And then you got your Army Navy, but that's a different level of rivalry and a different.
There's a fight on the field.
I don't want to call it like a different field, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah. It's a top rivalry, but just different than the other guys.
We're running up against it a little bit, so I'll hit this one quick. The first of the coaching change handovers appears to be occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Day is taking over the offensive play calling duties with Brian Hartline. Heading off to coach at his new job at USF.
USF, right, yeah.
This is where I'm wondering what happens with Lanning. Does this take place? Does he take over for somebody, or does he take hold of some of this as the transition happens
Will
Stein and Tosh LePoy?
So is Hartline already out and heading to USF, or is he sticking around for the playoff run?
He's still working with the wide receivers,
okay,
but he's not calling plays, so it's taking something off of his plate.
I gotcha.
And I'm wondering, do we see this with Lanning? Do we see this with a couple other coaches around the country where some coordinators are leaving and they're still coaching?
Right. So this might come through some duck-colored lenses, but I have a hard time believing that Tosh LePoy I guess it depends on if it's his decision or if it's Dan Lanning's decision.
I have a hard time
believing that Tosh LePoy would be like, no, I don't want to call plays because I have this other stuff that I have to get ready for next season at Cal. I have a hard time believing he would do that. But I also, boy, yeah.
See, it opens up the door.
Yeah.
This is when we were talking about Oregon and this stuff, this was the question I had going into the Texas Tech game. Because was it January 2nd the portal opens?
Something like that.
And both Stein and LePoy have jobs to do. They're head coaches at other schools.
Right. Well, but they also still have a current job.
I understand. But so, like the idea that they're 100% in on Oregon, I don't believe for a second. You can't be. You have another job.
Right. Yeah.
And so, again, that's not a negative.
No.
People are going, no, it's just...
I get it.
It's human nature.
Yeah. So your mind is
Occupied.
Occupied, yes. I don't want to say wandering, but
I have 11 things that I have to do in the next 24 hours. I'm still here doing a radio show.
Right.
Well,
so I guess maybe the I'll think of it this way. Since both the OC and DC are leaving, we know that, you know, Lanning is not taking over offensive play calling duties.
No,
we know that.
If anything, he's going to take over the defensive side.
So I think that maybe that part of that equation perhaps bleeds over onto the defense to where Will Stein is still going to be here calling plays for the offense, and then Tosh Lupoi will still be here calling plays for the defense.
Again, it's something I'm interested in seeing.
And again, that's through duck-colored lenses.
No, that's fine. I mean, I don't think what you're saying is far-fetched at all. Mm. For me, I don't know, and I don't have a feeling either way. It's just I'm interested to see what happens, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've now seen it now at Ohio State.
Yeah. Well, and I guess if that decision were to be made, I feel like it probably would have been made before this first round game against James Madison. So I don't know. And maybe we just haven't heard about it. Maybe the decision was already made. Maybe Tosh Lupoi wasn't calling defensive plays in that game against James Madison, and we just don't know it. But I have a hard time believing that they would change their course in the middle of a playoff run in that regard.
I have a flag up, something to monitor going into that game, and then if Oregon wins, coming out of that game.
Right.
All right, coming up next, it is time for free consultation. It's going to be a little bit of a different version. Get the last call here, if you will. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Get in your best and worst Christmas gifts, your Christmas grievances, or your free consultation. Anything in life that you would like Senor Rust and I to expand upon. Do you need a last gift idea? Do you need some advice how to deal with in-laws?
I still got to shop for my wife.
No. Oh, no, Rusty. My present showed up yesterday.
Did it?
Yeah.
It got there? All right. Made it in time.
I was very excited about that, although I did have a mild panic attack because it said it was delivered to the back door, but they didn't put it at the back door. Mm. I have a...
I hate it when it goes to the back door unexpectedly.
Right? Always ask. I had...
At least buy me dinner first.
Right? I have a stack of cardboard because I missed my cardboard week. And I was like, ah, crap. And so I have a stack of cardboard up against the house. They tucked it back behind there. And I've got a carport. It's very long.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't at the back door and it wasn't at the front, like on the edge of the house and the carport. And I'm like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Did somebody take it? Did some porch pirate get this? Please, God, no. Please, God, no. Please, God, no. And it was dark and my automatic light only senses when I go deep in.
Wow, that and the back door, huh?
Yep. Got light only comes on when I get deep in the back door. So I was like, there with my cell phone flashlight, like, and I caught it out of the corner of my eye, a little brown spot.
What are we doing here, dude? I can't keep up this fast.
It's a little brown box.
God bless America.
Free consultation coming up next. Firm of Harris and Ring, 105.1 The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's time for your free consultation.
Don't sweat it. It's a freebie.
Every Tuesday at 12:15, the firm of Harris and Marang dishes advice.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Sports, life, your questions answered at your own risk. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. The Fan.
It's a Christmas Eve version of free consultation. Your best and worst Christmas gifts, your Christmas grievances, or your usual free consultations, things that are going on in life that you have questions or thoughts or things abound around them. We hit up what I think might be the one to top for the worst Christmas present. This individual's grandma bought him used bikini-style underwear from a garage sale when he was 13 years old.
Still, did grandma have rubber wallpaper in like a different housing facility?
Did she wear a sweet white coat with a lot of buckles on it?
that's like, is that, did that happen?
I believe it. I believe it. Here's a fun sports related one.
I did
get
a stick of butter once too, but I don't want to go into that. I don't want to be mean.
You don't even want to know where I went with that. Fan text line, my in-laws once gave me a University of Nebraska sweatshirt. Okay. On its own, not terrible, but it was their alma mater. I've never been, nor do I want to go to Nebraska. I've only expressed passing interest in the Cornhuskers when they were good. I've been a Husky fan since the 70s, worn the logo, never worn the logo in any other school, and it's where I met my wife. And their daughter at UW, they live in Olympia, so went out of their way to procure a sweatshirt of a school to which I have no connection. You're in Olympia, for Santa's sake, just go to the closest Fred Meyer. Nice people, just clueless.
Well, see, that's the thing. That last statement there is the part that you got to focus the most on.
Mm-hmm.
Just nice people, just clueless. They tried, and they weren't doing anything with malice, and they tried. They just don't know.
Worst Christmas presents, we've talked about this. Gift cards.
Oh, I'm cool with gift cards.
What about
Let
gift cards?
Let me go
cards?
Buy what I want.
Here's the thing. What if they get you a gift card to a place you have zero interest in going to?
Well, so let's... Okay,
They panicked at,
let's
at,
provide
at the
an
local...
Example or two.
Let's say they panic at the local grocery store. Like, I don't want to say what I got them. I got my girlfriend's son a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at Walmart, and I knew, like, I tried to look online, like, ordering this particular gift card online was a complete pain. And
uh-huh.
I'm like, that's weird. Well, let me see where I can get a physical one.
Right.
And I don't know if you've paid attention to those gift card racks now.
Oh, yeah. They have them right up at the registers by QFC QFC.
This one is like a freestanding.
Yeah, no.
Like
and
six
it's got
wall.
Like three different. Yeah.
This thing was like 12 feet tall.
Lots
man.
And lots. You'll see them at Target, too.
Yeah.
They're egregious.
And I was like, there's a gift card for everything. Now.
Yes.
How hard is it to go, my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, my sister, my brother, my friend, like, where have we eaten before? Where have I seen them eat before?
Mm-hmm.
Where have they mentioned shopping before?
Right. Yeah.
It's not that hard.
No.
And look, if you're a grandparent and you're looking to get the in-laws something, do they own a house? If the answer is yes, you can never, ever, 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 ever go wrong with a Home Depot gift card.
Right.
Yeah. You can never go wrong with a grocery store gift card.
I would say, yeah, or like a Target or a Fred Meyer or that's what I mean, like, know, Walmart,
big box
what
store.
Have you. Yeah,
you can, like if you are
Best
married,
Buy even
if you are married, you get that and you go, you know what?
Yes, or the Home Depot.
I do need new light fixtures. I do need a new doorknob. Yeah. I do need a plunger, a toilet seat. Like there's just always something.
I don't like spending my own money on a new light fixture.
No.
So sure, great. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know
Merry
what?
Christmas.
I need new light bulbs in the house. Yeah. Like. The dumb stuff that comes along with home ownership. Mm-hmm.
Can I get a gift card for toilet paper? Because I hate buying that crap, too.
I'd rather buy that crap than step in that crap.
Well, true. Yeah.
Like that. But yeah, so gift cards. Like, I'm not somebody who eats Subway.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten Subway gift cards. I'm like, this is going to sit in my wallet for the next 10 years.
See, and like I'm a,
I've given those out to panhandlers and people.
For me, that would be like a Chipotle thing.
Look.
I think I've been to Chipotle once in my life,
buddy.
it's just not my rotation. I've got nothing against
them.
They
have like the Spotify Wrapped kind of a deal.
Yeah.
And I was in Oregon. I was like the top 4%.
Yeah. Like it's just not in my wheelhouse. It's not
for
my
sure.
rotation. Subway I'll get every now and then, like when I'm here, you know what I mean? Cause it's easy to get delivered and whatnot, but yeah. So, you know, I feel like the cop out is the old like Visa gift card.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like, just give them cash then.
Yeah. That's.
Just give them cash. Because, unless you're mailing it.
Yeah, there you go. I also feel like if you're doing the Visa
although
gift card.
I guess
card,
even if you're mailing it, they still have to have the activation code, which you probably have to include in the envelope
card,
with that card. So
I'm going to, the gift card I got him, I'm going to do the torturous old guy thing. I found a big box.
Mm-hmm.
And then a smaller box.
Yeah.
And a smaller box. And a smaller box. And I'm going to put a dumbbell in it so he has no idea.
Yeah, see, my wife and I, we popped for a big gift for the girls. I don't want to say it right now because they're at home and they might be listening.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I toyed with the same idea of basically doing like the Russian nesting doll box idea.
A little babushka asking?
Yes.
I like
exactly.
it. I like it. Best gift I ever received was the OG Nintendo.
Yep.
I remember getting mine.
I remember that, yeah, when I was a kid, because, yeah, that was 84, 85, yep. So, yeah, I was 9 years old.
I remember getting Zelda, the gold cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, buddy.
I remember getting the, what was that thing? Was it the Game Genie that you plugged in, and you could get all the cheat codes, and it came with the book and everything?
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
Every cheat for everything.
For every game.
That was a good one. Like I said, Super Nintendo is the one that rings very true for me. I remember Street Fighter 2, the whole, like you mentioned, like everybody went over to the neighbor's house for the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier.
Yep.
When we got Street Fighter 2, man, there was a line of 20 people in my living room from like 8 years old to 16. Man.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We did the Super Mario 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, yep.
We had the Excite Bike. That was like my first. Like,
we had the Olympic track pad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that one. Yeah. Track and field.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Exactly. Where you're sitting there and you're running like you're Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, dude. It's the early versions of the Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah, exactly.
Worst gift was knitted clothes and scarves. See, my grandma. I'm a good little personal here. My grandma made most of my blankets when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
The blanket I was brought home with was a handmade Winnie the Pooh like sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
It became my binky.
Yeah,
it was blanky, right?
Yeah.
I to this day believe that blanket had magical powers.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I don't know why. This thing was always cold. And I sleep at 11 billion degrees. And so up until, I want to say like 10 years ago, I think my parents have it now.
Uh-huh.
I used to wrap it around my pillow because it was always cold.
Gotcha.
And I remember I was dating somebody, you know, a long time ago. Like, what is that? I go, if I told you, you wouldn't believe me. And then I handed it to her and she's like, oh my God, it is cold. I'm like, it's
my whoopee.
I'm like, it's always cold. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she never gave me the knitted gloves or the knitted scarves or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was always like blankets. I have a stocking that mm-hmm. was so big that as a little kid I could get in it, like a sack race kind of a deal.
Right.
It probably goes up to like mid thigh now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big stocking, but like that's my family's Christmas stocking. Me and my sister both have those.
Yeah.
But
like my kids, their favorite blankets, were always ones that were made by either like family or like family friends.
It's not just like it's like made with like. Like the power of Christ compels love. This blanket. You know what I mean? It's just like, What is going on? All right, coming up next, we've got some grievances to get to. Keep submitting them. We'll get to as many as we can. We got a pile of them that are already here. Your Christmas grievances, your best and worst Christmas presents, or again, if you have any other free consultations, I don't know if I'll work it, man. Maybe we'll just spend the rest of the show doing them because it is a Christmas Eve. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with the Sports Center update.
Do you mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a Christmas Eve version of Free Consultation. Your best and worst Christmas gifts. Your airing of grievances, and of course, if you want to sneak a free consultation in there, we'll get to those as well. And to be honest, looking at the clock and looking at how the show's going, I think we're going to do this for the rest of the show because you've all have submitted so freaking many.
Let's roll, baby.
All right. Our first grievance. Chipotle's getting a little bit of pub today, good and bad. Grievance, the fact that Chipotle refuses to separate their onions and bell peppers. Oh, boy. I have something to talk about that in that regard.
I can get behind that.
Okay. That's, yeah, I love grilled separate. Onions. But hate bell peppers, and I hate being the guy that has to ask them to pick through them when making my burrito.
Mm-hmm.
There is a little bit more than half of a breakfast burrito out there right now for me, and I was very excited to eat said breakfast burrito this morning. It looked very good in the menu when I ordered. Bacon, jamon, eggs, potatoes,
yeah,
really good hot sauce,
mm-hmm,
fresh grilled tortilla, onions, bell peppers,
yeah,
which I'm about.
Yeah.
But I take a bite into it, and I basically get warmed up bell peppers and onions. They're almost raw.
Ooh.
And I was like...
Yeah, see, that's no good. That'll kill it. Now, was that the only thing that killed the burrito for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was like, they were all through the burrito.
Right.
And I love peppers and onions.
Yeah.
But grill them suckers.
Yes.
Grill them suckers, yeah, man.
I don't want to be in a breakfast burrito. I don't want crunchy bell peppers.
They still had moisture in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about like a little bit of oil from the pan. That's good.
It's that veggie water.
Give me that cholesterol.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I love food lube.
I don't know where to go from here.
Tell me there's not a better descriptor of cooking oil than food lube.
I'm sure there probably is one somewhere.
Is there? I love food lube. It's delicious.
All right.
From the same texter, he sent in a couple grievances. Paper straws. I get it. The whales and stuff, but the environment can take one for the team. Give me my plastic straws. Have you noticed even the most woke of companies have gone back to the plastic straws?
I know that there is a convenience store at a gas station near our home that my kids love to go to because they have a great like fountain soda collection.
They get one of the big ones or
and
the
ICs. Yeah. And then there's also another like it's not just the ICs, but then you have different like a different like slushy machine as well.
With the straw melts
like
in your mouth,
fruit flavored, and some of them have energy in them and whatnot. But they have the paper straws, and it drives
it
me.
Doesn't matter.
They last like 4 minutes in a beverage before they start falling apart, and they're awful. And you can taste it, and it sucks.
Not only that, it's like an immeasurable part of trash.
Right?
It's immeasurable. Like what it actually contributes.
Well, and because do you think with these paper straws, do you think that people are actually like going and recycling these? Because I doubt it. They're going in the landfill just like the plastic ones. Yeah. Yes, I guess
they'll break down.
They break down a little better, but
in the grand scheme of things, we can. It was highfalutinous, you know. But I'm better. I use like the largest coffee company in the world no longer uses them.
Yeah.
That should tell you everything you need to know. Mm-hmm. Because I get my girlfriend a coffee every single morning during the week.
Yeah.
And you know what I do? I grab the plastic straw out of the bin.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm even worse about it. I grab the extra long one.
And because even that largest coffee company in the world, Dutch Brothers, knows better.
See, there you go. another grievance here. No more bowl games on Christmas Day. Contentious. I miss the good old days of waking up Christmas morning, throwing the cinnamon rolls in the oven, and settling down to watch the Disney parade, followed by the Blue-Gray All-Star Classic and the Aloha Bowl from sunny Honolulu.
Okay, so let's revisit here. Is the Blue-Gray Classic still a thing?
I don't think so.
How about the Aloha Bowl from sunny Honolulu?
Not a thing.
So we got to fill our airwaves with something.
Look, I this is what I'm pushing back against.
And look, those Christmas Day bowl games, they're not exactly like, they're not world beaters.
Brother, I got Toledo, Louisville on right now.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know what it is? It's background noise.
Yeah.
Also, here's my grievance.
Don't begrudge those fans because you feel like a different bowl game should
families be. Families that go no TV at the holidays.
Oh, they're psychopaths.
No!
No, absolutely not.
If you don't want to watch, fine.
Yeah.
I'm watching my NBA Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I'm watching my Thanksgiving football.
Well, look,
I'm watching my stupid bowl game.
And we don't have to have the volume up on it.
No.
Just turn it on. Have it on mute.
That's
fine.
Just have it on the
fine.
Background, man. Yes. The whole like, well, we're here for the family. Well, the family wants to watch the bowl game.
Yeah. We're all supposed to.
The family wants to watch the basketball game.
We're all supposed to be happy, damn it.
Yeah. The whole idea of like, I have to sit here and just stare into the void for the whole day while I know the rest of the world is sitting there watching sporting events. I'm like, it's not even FOMO. I just want to. For me to have a basketball game on in the background.
Would you rather have me fixated on that basketball game for a few minutes every now and then or sitting at you, staring at you and contemplating what I should say that's probably going to piss you off?
Just let me watch my freaking basketball.
Yeah.
I'll pop into the conversation.
Or football.
Whatever
I don't care.
It is.
Either way.
You want to watch lacrosse? I don't care. You want to watch soccer on Boxing Day? I don't care. I'll pop into the conversation, and when I see Shaden Sharp turn sideways and dunk on somebody, I'm going to jump up and scream and be like, oh, my bad.
Sorry, guys.
I'm back. Good.
Just like that. What's that one commercial with the guy that barks at his boss's Georgia Bulldogs coffee mug?
Just,
maybe I should have known better.
No, it's just, no, I got you. I'm still shaking my head at the families that they're like, no TV.
Yeah. You got to have some TV.
Come on, man. Look, honestly, it should just be on all day. I you know, I'm having surgery tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I have said my goal is Christmas morning is to wake up and cook breakfast burritos.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that I am cognizant and functional enough to do that and not burn somebody's house down.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to be on the background? Whatever sporting event is on.
Football or basketball. Yes. And maybe look, and I probably got trained from an early age because I had a, look, I am close to 50 years old, but as a youth, I did have a little tiny 13-inch black and white TV in my bedroom. And my parents would tell me how when I was like 3 years old and whatnot, they would go send me to bed and hear me laughing an hour later because I was in there with my covers up just underneath my eyes laughing at Benny Hill chasing around half-naked women.
Mm, that's a good one.
Explains a lot now,
mm-hmm.
but yeah.
It all comes back to the banana.
Yeah, just like, look, there's, oh God. Long story short, there is always a television on in the Rust household.
Oh, come on. Don't sell yourself short. It's long story long.
Yeah. Whether we're actively participating and watching it or it's just on and in the background, there is always don't sell yourself short. You're a tremendous slouch.
Oh, God. All right, one more and we'll go to a break. This one's a good one. We've talked about this a little bit. My favorite president was probably in 1979. I love that. The year.
You
remember it.
Yeah, see, I can't remember that, even with the old school Nintendo.
Got a Star Wars Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
I got one of those when I was 5.
With the little hidden compartments in there, too, just like in the movie.
So it would have been 89
mm-hmm.
that I got that. And I one of the... You know, I remember bringing that toy from California to Oregon.
Because,
mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, what, probably 2.5-3 feet?
Oh, yeah. It's a big toy. That was a big toy.
I bet you that thing back then was probably like $30, $40 probably, which is very expensive at that point in time. I bet you.
I'll go probably 50, but yeah.
Which is, again, very expensive. Yes. I bet you that thing's $500 now.
Oh, yeah. And that's probably not even in the box.
Right? No, I'm saying like if you wanted to get the exact same one like remade,
I gotcha.
It's probably $500. Yeah, I mean, you've seen those Legos?
Would scale it down some.
No, I'm saying if it was the exact same.
Yeah.
Like those Legos, dude, have you been in the Lego store?
I have 2 children aged 13 and 9. Do you think I have not been in the Lego store lately? Every time we go to Le Target, we hit the Lego aisle and we see.
It's like, come on, man. That's just.
I saw the $60 Fantastic Four, what is it, the Galactus Lego thing? Yeah.
Yeah, the price tags. All right. You know, instead of doing a closing argument, if you will, we're going to just keep this going and wrap this up for our Christmas Eve show here on the firm of Harris and Meringue, 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Meringue is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Thank you all so much for being here, being a part of our lives, being a part of our week. As we wrap up today's show, just a little reminder, The Fan is still here. We will have you covered with bowl game coverage and football coverage and basketball coverage all throughout the next couple of days across the Fan Sports Network family of networks here at 105.1, 1080 a.m. and 9:10 a.m. But we will not be here. We go into what we call automation, and we pack this thing on up as we get to go enjoy Christmas Eve, and another day off on Friday with our friends and family.
Yes, and once we hit about 7 p.m. this evening, we will see you on Monday.
Indeed. Rustin Harris will be here on Monday. I will not. I'll be back hopefully Wednesday, knock on whatever this table's made of, as I go into surgery tomorrow morning. I'm actually blowing out of here and heading straight to go close on my house.
There you go. Right
on. So, nothing going on in my life. Yeah. I'm going to go close on a house, then go cover the Blazers game. Drive all the way back to Newburgh.
So you're
going
to get a big fat check cut to you and then probably have to cut another one to get into the new place?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It is fun to hold that big check, though.
Oh, yeah, right?
I wish they'd give me the big, like,
The lotto winner
check. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. I'd just waddle my big butt across the street because there's a Wells Fargo across the street. Hey, can I put this in? All right, a couple more best worst gifts and grievances as we get out of here. Not the worst Christmas present, but I asked for a skateboard for like 4 years in a row and I never got one. About 6 years later, my parents got my sister a skateboard and she never asked one. Needless to say, I just stole hers. Do you ever steal a present? Do you ever swap presents with anybody? Do you ever kind of like really covet somebody else's present?
See, I don't, I never like stole one that I wanted.
Oh, no, me neither.
I feel like that in that case, he probably could have, you know, had a little bit of a conversation with his sister and negotiate some things, I'm sure. Look, we all have our Christmas lists, and that's what we always tell our kids too. Is it's just a wish list. You're not getting everything on this list, but it's a starting point. It's a jumping off point.
Oh, not Christmas, but my grandma once told me how disappointed she was at me for working as a waiter in a birthday card.
Your grandma's a bitch. There is nothing wrong. It is a very respectable line of work coming as from somebody who spent 13 plus years in the restaurant industry.
I had a really suspicion that we might get there for you.
Yeah. 13 years in that industry. And tell you what, and that also, grandma is also somebody that never spent any time in that industry. Mm. And I guarantee you, she probably also treats those employees as such.
3 years in a row, my mom gave me a box of Captain Crunch Christmas Crunch, and I just giggled every time. This one, though, this one, I feel like if you were a male adult around our age,
mm-hmm.
my grandma used to give me Stetson cologne. Did you ever get the Stetson?
Stetson.
What did you get?
I think there was a year where I got a, this again will age me, like a Drakkar Noir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever get colognes that you didn't ask for?
No. Well, I never really asked for cologne.
You always a stinky boy?
I mean, just, you know, like I said, 13 years old, Drakkar Noir. I might go hit dad's collection in there in his bathroom.
Little brute.
Get some of the brute, maybe some Polo. A little Old Spice.
There you go.
Yeah. But
I got a haircut yesterday. And
that was also pre-Axe body spray.
Oh, God. Yeah. That was the worst invention that for guys in high school. Sweet mother of Moses. I got a haircut yesterday. I'll tell you what, man. I get the full frame up, beard frame up, neck, like the straight razor one.
Mm-hmm.
The aftershave balm still hits.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something, that little bit of sting that just like...
Oh, yeah. Because it's getting into that fresh cut.
Makes
the skin.
You feel like a man. Yes.
I remember when I was in college, there was a barber about two blocks off the Willamette campus.
Mm.
I forget what it was called, but I remember his name was Cal. $4 cut.
Ooh.
$4 cut. And of course, this is, you know, mid-late 90s, but also included the straight razor neck shave, you can't beat that.
Find a place and go. If you're a man, go get a legit, like, facial towel wrap, full straight razor shave. It's
good stuff.
Blissful.
It's good stuff. That's our spa moment.
Oh, it is. It's so great. Speaking of blissful, thank you all so much for this year. I know it's not New Year's, but I'm coming back New Year's Eve if things go well. If not, I will be back in the new year.
I shall be here that day as well.
Thank you all for being here. We appreciate you. We love you. Stay safe. Have a Merry Christmas. If you celebrated Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah to you. It just wrapped up over the weekend.
Whichever one it is. Happy Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa.
Whatever it is you do, I hope you and yours have a wonderful, wonderful time. You enjoy. You stay safe. You take care. You spend time with friends and family. And you get to reflect and have a little bit of joy in your life. Jeff Ross, Merry Christmas to you, brother.
Sorry, we got another one coming in here.
Oh, yeah, we got.
When we were real young and poor, my mom would wrap toys we already owned.
Hey, do what you got to do.
Yeah, you know.
And in that, perfect. Yeah. Find joy in what you have. Appreciate those. Respect those things. Enjoy. Stay safe. Take care. Merry Christmas to all of you out there. Got to do the thing now where I got to pay the bills. Closing arguments are brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law is one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. Thank you all so, so very much for Patrick Harris, for Jeff Ross, for everybody here. Thank you all so, so much. Have a Merry Christmas. Stay safe. Talk soon. Bye. Medication, and she staggered
out the door into the snow. Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.